I'm Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Zolan.
We've known each other for what feels like a lifetime, but our friendship has really soared in the last few years as we've navigated some really challenging times. Life is never easy, but what makes it much better is connecting with people who get you.
On Soul Sisters, we're here to impart some of the wisdom we've learned on our journey to becoming a life coach
and a health coach.
We're here to have fun, guys, to focus on well-being and to support each other while we do the work.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Vichy. Vichy is a doctor-founded skincare brand which has led the way in health and beauty innovation for 90 years. Powered by active ingredients, Vichy products are clinically proven, hypoallergenic and dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, making them a pioneer in skin health science. You can rely on Vichy to provide a safe and effective skincare routine for you, no matter what your skin type or stage of life. All Vichy products are available in local pharmacies nationwide. Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters. How are you, Claire?
Oh, how are you doing, Georgie?
You don't sound great.
I don't. Listen, I'd love to tell you now I had a mad weekend. But yeah, I've managed to get myself a sinus infection. Don't know if you've ever had one of those.
No, Jamie gets them.
Does he? Interesting. So it started with a bad cold last week. I tell you, the tube system in London, she's a cruel mistress. It used to be the sexiest thing ever to like squeeze in beside like men in suits and travel into London town. Now, you know, post pandemic, everybody just looks at each other like, you know, you've got some sort of disease. So really hot tube. I'm wearing wool, rookie error. Oh. Everyone's sweating and, you know, it's literally a petri dish full of lurg. So I picked up whatever was going on the tube last week and I've been sneezing and blowing my nose for days and now it's gone into me face. So everyone who knows me and loves me has been telling me on WhatsApp, you know what you need?
COVID test.
Oh, thanks, George. Thanks very much.
A pizza. I don't know. What could you possibly need?
Already had one. I did a COVID test. I had a pizza and I'm still not feeling great. So tell you what I need. Acupuncture apparently is really good for the sinuses. Now, I just want to also tell you, when I get physically ill, right, the first thing I do is cry, obviously. Second thing I do is grab this book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And in this book, alongside incredible wisdom, is at the back a list of physical ailments and emotional reasons for those ailments. So, just before we continue, let me just tell you, come straight to S for sinus. Snoring, skin problems, slipped discs. Here we are. Sinus problems, sinusitis. Probable cause, irritation to one person. Someone close. Soul sister.
So first Jamie's getting sinus infections and now you are.
Poor daddy, what are you doing to us? And the new thought pattern or affirmation that you need to do when you have a sinus problem is, I declare peace and harmony within me and surrounding me at all times. All is well.
Nice.
So I've been absolutely flat out saying that all morning. I'll text Jamie it after the pod, right? Oh my God. So tell me, how's your week been?
Oh, well, it was a tough week. Mm. Obviously, last week on the podcast, I spoke about how our embryo transfer was due to take place last week in Ukraine. So, Claire, for the week, I have been in crisis mode. You know, not cooking, ordering takeaways, just numb, just staring at the TV, like getting up at 6:30 in the morning, watching CNN till 12 o'clock at night, God. Just in the worst headspace.
But also it went very quickly from thinking about our embryo transfer to thinking about people who are in the thick of this and who are suffering every single day, and people we've come across on our surrogacy journey in Ukraine and sending them messages. And it's just been unimaginable, painful. I've a broken heart, a pit in my stomach. So, you know, I must have received hundreds of messages last week from people who are on a journey to have a baby. And I'm so grateful for those messages. This week, I am getting ready to put it all back together. I feel a little bit stronger. I let a lot of emotion out yesterday at Soul Space. So this week, I'm going to organize my fridge, sort out my washing, you know, just doing little things to kind of piece it all back together one step at a time. Like last week, I found it even hard to wash myself. You know, wow. I had to go, okay, Georgie, you have to get into the shower. You know, okay, Georgie, you have to get, bring Piper for a walk. Yeah. And each thing was such a struggle for me. So I cried every single day last week. I let it all out. And this week, I suppose it's just about rebuilding.
What's the next step of your surrogacy journey now?
Do you know what? With Ukraine, I feel this heart connection.
Yes,
with Ukraine.
Me too.
Watching the people, the kids, President Zelensky, what a hero. Like, I never thought I'd have such a bond with Ukraine. I think the whole world feels it right now.
Yes.
So I am still hopeful,
yeah,
that my journey with Ukraine is not over. Wow. Jamie, I think, is in a different place, maybe. Mm-hmm. He's a bit more practical than me. What I find really hard is we had a chat with a lawyer in Canada about moving our surrogacy journey to Canada. And that's a whole different story. But what I'm finding really hard to deal with is the embryos that we would send to Canada are probably the embryos that we have remaining in Ireland. So our Ukrainian embryos, I don't know what's going to happen with them at the moment. You know, there are people with much bigger problems than me and having my embryos in Ukraine. But what really hit me this week and over the weekend is that if we pursue surrogacy in Canada, that that's a different baby to our Ukrainian baby.
Yes.
So it's, I went to the Ukrainian embassy on Saturday and I really just felt like I needed to acknowledge that that journey last Monday, you know, whatever that experience was going to be, is not happening. Mm-hmm. And I needed to acknowledge that. I needed to say goodbye to that journey, and that the little light that I had in my heart for that journey is gone. So I thought it was important for me to acknowledge that that was over and to try find a way to accept that. And I really did find a lot of peace at the Ukrainian embassy at the candlelit vigil, and was just standing with people from Ukraine and seeing the worry and the pain and the heaviness. It was soul destroying looking at those people. But I was proud to stand there with them in support. And yeah, I suppose I'm stepping a little bit away from the news every single day and just trying to kind of, you know, like you say, find the joy button, be present for Pia, you know, play with her for an hour instead of watching the news, and just try somehow to just get through it.
My parents were down at the embassy also, actually, at the candlelit vigil.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. I was really proud that they went down, and I've been thinking about the women of Ukraine, particularly, I think because we're in this space of soul sisterdom. The sisterhood extends right across the world. And this weekend just gone by, I decided I wanted to clean out my closet. And so I had a lot of really good stuff and I had options in my mind. Like, people were saying Depop or eBay or, you know, your local charity shop. And so I knew that there would be something for these clothes, these much loved, beautiful, colourful clothes that I had. And I knew if I waited long enough, I'd know what that was. And sure enough, on Saturday, I have a WhatsApp group on our road here, Pendle Road. And one of the ladies is from Ukraine. And she sent a message and said that she was going to be gathering donations of bedding and clothes, and she was going to drop them to a local charity if anybody had some stuff. I thought, oh my God, amazing. So I packed a bag on the Indian meditation trips that I've been on. We've always been given a bag. So I was like, I'm going to put the clothes into this bag because it's a really special bag and it's full of love. And then I took a St. Bridget's cross card. I had a pack of St. Bridget's cross cards, our female patron saint. So everything was about women. So I packed all my clothes really carefully into the bag, and I wrote a little note on this St. Bridget's card. And I said, to the women of Ukraine, we stand with you. I send you these precious items from my wardrobe, which I have worn and I have loved. And I hope you will do the same, sending you love and strength, your soul sisters.
So, Claire, I'm really excited to hear about your week.
Well, let me first of all tell you that I did some DIY. I reached out for help this week, right? And I just wanted to talk about it just a little bit today, because in my work as a coach, I often encounter people who are trying to do it all themselves. And I know I was that person, you know, particularly maybe as a single woman. And maybe my mum was a bit like this too. It's like, I can do it. I don't need your help, especially from a man, you know? I don't know where it came from, but it's just like, it's just, you know, it's just bullshit that we go on with sometimes as women. It's just like, ask for help and your experience of what you need to do will be so much easier. Mm-hmm. So my shower head came off, right? A couple of weeks ago. So I've been showering under a hose. I've been hosing myself down for the last couple of weeks.
Oh my God, you need a reality show. Living with Claire.
So
okay,
space.
You've been hosing yourself down.
Yes. So I've been hosing myself down, right? And I've been like dipping my toe in. So it's a mirror shower. And I was thinking, I've been dipping my toe in, slightly Googling, going, oh, what if it's, if I order a shower head, what if it's like the right, not the right size for the tubing? Mm. And then I just get overwhelmed and I stop thinking about it. And I just keep going. So I got on to my London da, who I think I've mentioned before, Neil. And Neil lives very close to me, and Neil's an absolute legend. And I just reached out to him and I was like, Neil, I've been hosing myself down in the shower for the last few weeks. Is there any way you could help me? And he was like, yes. So he immediately sends me Amazon shower head and then says, right, I'll pick you up at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning and we'll go get you the tubing. Picks me up.
Tubing?
Yeah. You know, like the.
Oh, you need tubing. Oh, God. Yeah, I can see why you're putting this off.
Yeah, it's not just the head, you know, it's not just screwing the head back in. It's actually the whole thing that needs to be replaced. So Neil picks me up and we head off in his car, and I'm just immediately put at ease. I'm like, this is no longer my burden. This is not my problem. You know, this is Neil's problem. So off we go to home base, right? We knock into home base. And before we go into home base, Neil is like in the middle of the car park. And he's like, he's on what looks like Google Maps. And I'm like in my head going, is he playing some sort of game where he's checking into all the places he goes to? Like, what's he doing? So I walk over and peer over his shoulder. What do you think he's doing? Plane spotting. He's bloody plane spotting. He's in the middle.
So he heard a plane and he wanted to know where it was going.
Then suddenly points his phone up to the plane, and the app gives him the plane and where it's going. He's like, oh, that's such and such a plane going to Panama. Oh, that's an Aer Lingus plane going to Cork. I'm like, I am tripping over plane spotters at the moment.
Wow.
And so I came home with some tubing for me shower, and a brand new plane spotting app because he made us go do plane spotting after the DIY. So I have Plane Finder on my phone now. Plane Finder. So listen, as far as I know, the New York Marathon is fast approaching. And how's your preparation going for that, babes?
So Scott has been coming every week to fix me. And
hi, Scott.
He has fixed me. He has really fixed me. Scott comes over and about 3 weeks ago, he said, look, are you doing your exercises? And I was like, yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. Jamie's like, I haven't seen you doing them. I was like, yeah, because you don't see me doing my exercises. I actually do them in the bedroom. just lying, you know. I get really defensive when Jamie tells me to do my exercises.
I've seen you get defensive around Jamie, yeah. What's that about?
I don't know. It's definitely a deeper issue. So Scott comes over, he's like, you need to get a scan. If there's meniscus problems, damage, you can't do the marathon because you might have to have surgery.
Oh my God.
So I went, got the scan on Friday, got the results that day, no meniscus problems, sent Scott the great news. And he, do you know what he wrote back, Claire?
Oh God.
Oh, you're in for it now. I was like, I don't know if that's appropriate. What do you mean? And he's like, oh, we're going to start pushing you now. Pushing you. Yeah, we're going to go for it now. You've got 3 weeks. I was sending back like those green emojis, you know, the puking
ones. Yes.
So I haven't run since November. And people who jog or run or do the park run, you know that once you stop, it's like starting all over again from the very beginning. So I have, let me count the weeks. Two and a half weeks.
Oh.
Two and a half weeks.
I'm sorry. Let me count the weeks. One, two.
2.5 weeks till I have to run 21 kilometers in New York. I sat Scott and Jamie down last week and I said, no. Is there a chance that I could die doing this?
And they said,
Scott was like, yeah. Definitely not.
Oh, for God's sake, there is.
So I said to Jamie, this is your experience as much as it's my experience. You need to just go.
That's it.
You do your 21. I'll do my 21. I'll walk for one, run for one.
Yeah.
Walk for one, run for one. And I'll have a lovely time. I'll download an audiobook.
You can do a walking tour of New York City listening to Will Smith's biography or something like that. That's what you're going to do.
I don't think you can really walk this.
Why?
I feel like this is a serious thing. And I feel like if I'm walking along listening to Oprah and it could be over by the time I get to the finish line.
This is America. What's your dream? You can do whatever you like. You can stroll along the streets of Manhattan listening to Oprah, no problem. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You start off, right? First 5 minutes, run with intent and then fake an injury and then walk for the rest of it. Hiya, Jamie. So on last week's... God almighty, I'm terribly sick. I'm sorry, lads. This last week, we taught my recommends... Shh.
Who are you shushing?
Sorry, there's a... They're very loud motorbikes around here. On the pod last week, I recommended Oprah's Super Soul Conversations with Dr. Gary Chapman, who created the 5 love languages. And I set you all some homework, and that was to go to www.5lovelanguages.com and find out what your love language is. So let me remind you what the love languages are. Words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, quality time, and gifts. What are your love languages in the Crawford household?
So mine is quality time. And when you read underneath what it says, it's like very accurate. Nothing says I love you like full undivided attention.
Needy much. So I spoke to a friend of mine this week who really endorses these love languages, and she said it's absolutely transformed her marriage. So her love language is physical touch, and her husband's is quality time. And she told me before they did the tests, they really just weren't connecting in the right way. So he loves to sit down and watch a movie with her on the couch. And she loves to be touched and have sex. And so she was having that. She said that they were having the same exchange back and forth. She's like, you never touch me. Like, you never, we don't have enough sex. Like, what's going on? And he's saying, well, you never spend any time with me. So like, how can I connect with you enough to want to have sex with you? So once they established their love languages, she now knows that he wants to spend quality time going for walks or watching movies together. And then as a consequence of doing that, they connect better in the bedroom.
That's amazing. So it's 5lovelanguages.com if you want to take that test. So, Claire, we're 8 weeks in. Are you and Mineral 89 in a relationship now?
Yes, we are, Georgie. We are going steady, girl. And it's about time I introduced her to my mom. My mom has texted me about Fishy twice this week. I haven't got my Mineral 89 yet. Could get in a pharmacy, but big reduction at Mars, 20%. Now, I love the way my mum is telling me
about your discount.
About my own discount. That is what I call good advertising.
Well done, Mrs. Solon. And don't forget the science, because Mineral 89 is enriched with hyaluronic acid and 89% Vichy volcanic water, which is naturally found in French volcanoes and has 15 minerals essential to good skin health.
For Mama Solon and anybody who wants in on this, use the discount code SOULSISTERS20 on marspharmacy.ie for a 20% discount on all Mineral 89 products. And that's online purchases only.
Online purchases only until midnight on the 31st of March. I sent you a voice memo during the week, Claire, after watching Gwyneth Paltrow on Architectural Digest YouTube channel. So she brought, it's like Cribs, and she brings the cameras into her home and she shows them around her house. Mm. Now, I think Gwyneth Paltrow is the queen. So I absolutely love her. Mm. And I was so excited. And do you know that I love Chris Martin too?
I love Chris Martin too. He's one of my celebrity men who I could see myself being married to.
Interesting. Yeah. So you can see a bit of the kind of, obviously they lived in London for a while. So you can see the kind of London style coming into the house a lot. You know, she loves her cocktails. So she has like a gorgeous bar. She loves cooking. So she has a beautiful kitchen. And she's obviously the queen of wellness. So she has this incredible spa in the basement of her house. So I said to you, if money was no object, what sort of stuff would you have in your house? So I've made a little list. You've made a little list. Top of my list is, now this is, don't judge us, because this is no expense spared. top of my list, I would have Evian coming out of my taps.
Unbelievable.
In my bathroom, I would have the towels rolled up.
Yes.
Circular towels, like a shelf with like rolled up towels.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I would have, I would definitely have a spa like Gwyneth where you can get into really, really cold water and then get into a sauna. I feel like I would really embrace ice baths and that side of wellness if it was, it could be easily facilitated in my home.
Yes.
So, you know, Jamie was talking about, let's buy, you know, he was like, you know, you can buy wheelie bins and people use them for ice baths. I said, Jamie, a wheelie bin? Sorry, I'm not getting into a wheelie bin. Now, there's nothing wrong with wheelie bins, but I just don't know if it really suits the vibe of my house to be getting into a wheelie bin every day. So I need to find another way to have my ice baths that doesn't involve a wheelie bin.
A barrel. Get yourself a barrel.
A barrel. Why didn't I think of that? I need to get on to Neil O'Murcu and see what I need to do. So anyway, if there was no expense spared, I would have a plunge pool in my basement that I could jump into in the morning and then get straight into a sauna.
Oh.
So that's my little list. What about you?
So for me, particularly in the last few years, nature has become so important to me. And I know that one of my joy buttons is stepping outside and getting into nature and seeing the creatures, whether it's birds or squirrels, and just feeling like I'm at one with nature. So I'd probably buy a gaff way off grid.
Mm.
Out in the middle of nowhere. And I love the idea of the outside becoming the inside. Like, you're not even aware of when you leave the house and when the garden stops.
I feel like you put way more thought into this than I'm, like, Evian coming out of my taps. And you're, oh God, maybe we should have spoken about our list before we came on here. Go on.
So basically, in your terms, I'm talking about a big, sexy conservatory. Okay. I also love, and I've always loved, and I've never been in one, infinity pools. Mm. You know those pictures of people that you see in, like, sun brochures, sunway brochures, or on Instagram, where they're like, their two arms are up and you look behind.
Yes.
The picture's taken behind them and it just looks like they're on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
So I'd have one of those pools. I think I'd have as much of what you have, like your plunge pool, but I'd have it all outside.
Okay.
And that would facilitate then me becoming semi-naturist, I suppose. Just walk around with no clothes on.
Hmm.
Hmm. I also love a big, big kitchen. And I loved Gwyneth's, actually. I kind of sniggered a little bit at Gwyneth. I thought at times, like, she talked about getting, bringing a table all the way from France to Santa Barbara. I'm like, where's your carbon footprint there, Gwenny? But I did love the, like, big kitchen, big island is the kitchen of dreams for me. And actually, when I watched that video, it reminded me, actually, if you're at a loose end and you're looking for something to watch on YouTube, those AD celeb house walkarounds are well worth a look. Over the last few weeks, I've had loads of messages from our soul sisters around making friends as an adult. Now, and I talked about doing my coaching course and doing my yoga teacher training and connecting with brand new women in the right way, you know, rather than, you know, hanging out with people from work all the time or meeting people who you go, you know, drinking with. It's actually finding your tribe. And Olive got in touch to say, I really want to, but I don't know whether I've left it too late. I'm married with children. I love my husband and my kids very much, but I feel like sometimes I'm the only one who doesn't have the girls. I often hear others chatting about their weekends away with the girls, and I'm thinking, oh, why couldn't that be me? I don't know yet how I'm going to do it, but I'm really going to try and put myself out there and join something to make some friends.
Wow. Ooh. So Olive is just waiting to meet her tribe, isn't she?
She really is.
So I think it's really important as you move through life, first of all, not to beat yourself up about things like that you don't have the girls, but also to be open to new experiences. And it sounds like Olive is ready to meet her tribe, like we said. And actually, Claire, during the month of May, I'm going to do a number of Good Glow meetups. So we're going to do sea swims. We're going to go for walks. And maybe Olive can come along. And that's the thing about the Good Glow. I love when people come alone, you know, when we do shows. And the idea of these get-togethers will be that we can all meet up, we can all have a chat, and you never know who you could meet. The girls could be waiting for you at a Good Glow little meetup. So, Claire, I know you're in London and you don't get home that often, but will you come back for one of those meetups and we can all go for a dip in the sea together or something?
I'd love to. Maybe just even stand on the beach and have coffee.
Ooh.
The amazing Deirdre Riley has been in touch, and I really wanted to read this message because I was so inspired by her. I'm a working mum in a male-dominated management role with five school-going kids and a supportive farming husband. I'm constantly giving myself a hard time. When I was listening to the pod last week, I shouted out loud in the car, Deirdre, give yourself a break. Really great advice. And usually I'm saying things like, maybe you shouldn't have gone for that promotion. So there you are. Deirdre's changing the language.
Wow, I absolutely love it. And I did get so many messages last week from people who are saying, you know, thank you, Soul Sisters, for talking about, you know, why is this experience that I want so bad not happening for me right now? And now I'm asking myself, why am I being given this extra time?
Oh, yes. And finally, Kira Gunn has been in touch. Hey, Kira. She says, hi, Claire. Just listening to Soul Sisters podcast about making friends. It might be worth sharing the Out Out Club for women's hiking in Dublin and Sunrise Social groups all over Ireland created for just this reason. So I looked these up on social media. It's at Sunrise Social Cork, at Sunrise Social Leinster, and at The Out Out Club. I had a look on these pages and it's people meeting up, having coffees, having brunch, going for walks, connecting with people.
On Recommends this week, I have been saving the best for last. So I was on my way to Italy. I went over to my mum's house to drop Pia off. I was bawling, crying. And my mum said, oh, I've been wanting to give you something for a while. And she knew I was going away and I'd have some time to myself. So she handed me The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, which is a book that she got in 2002. You can see it written here, S. Richardson, 2002. All right, so this book is nearly 20 years old.
Wow.
Is that 20 or 10?
20, yeah.
20?
20.
Jesus! So this book is nearly 20 years old. It's written by Deepak Chopra and it's all about how we can connect with our true self and our life purpose. And I'm making my way through it and I love it. It's all about the law of giving, the law of cause and effect, the law of least effort, intention and desire, detachment, and the law of Dharma, which is your life purpose. And there's so many beautiful takeaways and aha moments in this book. And it's, you know, it's quite hard to get through. You really have to concentrate while you're reading it. But one of the things that I love in it is that he explains the difference between your ego and your true self. And it says, the ego is not who you really are. The ego is your self-image. It's your social mask. It's the role you are playing. Your social mask thrives on approval. It wants to control and it is sustained by power because it lives in fear. And this book is
wow,
full of that. And I guarantee so many people have got on to me when I shared a picture and said they've read it. But if you haven't read this book, and you know what? It's so nice to read my mum's favorite book. And I was thinking about my favorite book, which is Oprah, What I Know For Sure. And it's bashed like this, you know, because I carried that book around everywhere I went for a year. So I am so excited to pass that down to Pia. And I will pass this book down to Pia too when the time is right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so nice. And it's beautifully bound as well. It's gorgeous. So this week I am recommending, off the back of Five Love Languages chat earlier on, I was thinking to myself, what other podcast can I really recommend that I loved? And there was one podcast that I binged, just like a series on Netflix, and it was absolutely incredible. Have you ever heard of Esther Perel?
Yes.
Esther Perel is a Belgian psychotherapist of Polish Jewish descent. She lives in New York City and she's an absolute goddess. She can change the face of your relationship in one sitting. And she can do that on her podcast, Where Should We Begin? I don't know if you ever, have you ever listened to it, George?
Is this the relationship
one? Yeah.
Yes, where she live coaches.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I have.
So she gets a couple, so what she does is she gets couples in and you're basically listening in to a live therapy session between these couples and it's all manner of issues. It is so valuable. Even as a single woman, I've gained so much knowledge from this podcast about relationships and I would really recommend it. So Esther Perel, Esther Perel, Where Should We Begin?
That's a brilliant podcast. That was recommended to me by a counsellor, actually.
Was it?
In terms of just relationships, because if you listen, you'll find a relationship throughout her series that's similar to your own.
Yes.
So, you know, if couples counseling is not an option, you know, just say your partner refuses to go, this could be a way of letting them see that couples therapy is a safe place for them and that they're, you know, because she takes the side of both people. She is not demonizing one particular person in any of the episodes.
No.
So I think if you do have a partner who's resistant to therapy, this is a really good podcast for them to listen to make them see that if they do go to therapy, that it will be a safe place.
So you and I spent Sunday together. Not in the same place, but we were in Soul's Bays together. And that was Jerry and Miriam Hussey's event at the National Concert Hall. I watched online and you watched from the audience and then you were part of a panel towards the end of the day.
Mm.
I absolutely loved the event. And I thought to myself, look at you now, me and Jerry Hussey, first of all on Rise and Thrive, took him in the bath with me a couple of weeks ago. And then I sat on my couch all day yesterday and watched Soul Space from 10 till 4.
How did you feel watching it?
I absolutely loved it. I honestly, and I know people say this all the time, but I could listen to Jerry Hussey all day long. And there were a couple of things that he said that really struck a chord with me that I'd love to share. When your brain, Jerry was talking about trauma, right? And he was talking about how we try and think our way out of trauma. But when you think of the biology, what happens in trauma is your brain gets overwhelmed and dumps the trauma into your nervous system.
Yeah.
So it's actually your body that carries the trauma. So he was saying that even though therapy is really good, talking therapy is good, it's important that we move and shake our bodies in order to shake the trauma out of our bodies. And that's why it's important to be active. And that was like, oh, on the mornings where I'm like, I'm not doing yoga today.
Mm.
Yes, I am.
And do you remember I was talking to you a couple of months ago about that, like that physical kind of jumping up and down and releasing your trauma? Because I definitely have unresolved trauma. I don't know if I want to sit in a room and talk about it. I think I'd prefer to physically move it out of my body. Mm-hmm. So I think I sent you a video of that a couple of months ago. So when Jerry was saying it, I was like, yes, this is the future. This is what we're going to start embracing this a lot more. It's going to become a bigger conversation. There was so many aha moments for me with Jerry yesterday. So one of the biggest things that I really connect with Jerry on is when he speaks about telling yourself that you're a certain type of person or being stuck in that kind of freeze mode, because I can really relate to that. That's where I was for 10 years, you know, when I worked in radio. I was too afraid to take a bet on myself. I always told myself I wasn't good enough. Sure, what would anyone else want from me? What could I do? Where do I begin? How do I even say this out loud that I'm not happy? So when he said, are you waiting for permission to live your life? Are you waiting for permission to be happy? Or can you take the mask down and say, I am here and I am ready to live? And that is the scariest thing you will probably ever do in your life. So he said, you cannot build a new world with old stories. telling yourself you're a certain type of person, saying, I'm not good enough. I could never do that. No, you need to connect with who you really are and do what makes your heart sing. And that is, Claire, everything that I wanted Rise and Thrive to be. And I know you've done Rise and Thrive and you've heard Jerry speak on our course. And he really brought that to the course. You know, how can I change the narrative? How can I change that little voice in my head? So as always, it's just an absolute pleasure to hear Jerry speak. And just a little plug for Rise and Thrive. If you want to do our course to celebrate Soul Sisters and the amazing community that we've built over the last 8 weeks, I have now put a 20% discount on Rise and Thrive. That's our biggest discount ever. So use the code Soul Sisters over on thegoodglow.ie.
So listen now, Soul Sisters, right? We've done 8 weeks together. It feels like 8 months, doesn't it? It feels like I've just been chatting to you, making this amazing podcast for as long as I can remember. So you know you're doing something good when that happens. This is our last episode of this run. We will be doing more Soul Sisters. But what's more important, I think, is to talk about what our next step is and what your next step is.
Yesterday in the National Concert Hall, so many Soul Sisters came up to me and said, please don't say this podcast is ending. It's not ending. We're going on a little break. This has been a joy for me. There is no coincidence that I decided to do a podcast where I spoke a little bit more about my life. And one of the most difficult things that's happened to me in my life happened during this season of Soul Sisters, Claire. And thank you to you for just helping me step out of the shadows a little bit and put myself out there and make me feel like this was such a safe space. We are so excited to let you guys know that we will be doing Soul Sisters workshops. What is it called, Claire?
The workshop.
The workshop. And we will be announcing that over the coming weeks. So if you want to register early interest in the Soul Sisters workshop, head over to thegoodglow.ie/Soul Sisters. Register there. We're going to send you emails about the workshop. We are going to be sending little newsletters to keep you updated while we're out of season with, you know, recommends or little things that we've come across in our week. We want to keep this community going. We want to connect with our Soul Sisters every week. So goodglow.ie/Soul Sisters, register your email address and we will keep in contact with you there.
It's not over, guys. It's just the beginning.